So I say, not so much as your vice president, but as a brother in Christ, if what you've seen and heard and learned in this place has also taken hold in your hearts, go from here and live it out. Share it. Because America needs men and women of integrity and faith now more than ever. It's true. The truth is, we live in a time when the freedom of religion is under assault. Yesterday, I was informed by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom that today, Christians suffer more persecution around the world than any other religion. In fact, the United Kingdom released a report just last week that said persecution of Christians worldwide is near genocide levels. In the last few months, we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith, on Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka, and on three historically black churches in Louisiana. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop. One week ago, I was standing before the charred remains of Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Louisiana. And I must tell you, I was deeply inspired by the example of Pastor Gerald Toussaint. He's a pastor of one of the three churches that was burned. But he was the one that said on the day that they arrested the arsonist, he said, quote, "We've got to forgive him." Pastor Toussaint brought a community together with faith and grace. They overcame evil with good. And that's the kind of faith we need to see more of in these divided times. Because we live in a time when it's become acceptable and even fashionable to ridicule and even discriminate against people of faith. You know, it wasn't all that long ago that the last administration brought the full weight of the federal government against the Little Sisters of the Poor, merely because that group of nuns refused to provide a health plan that violated their deeply held religious beliefs. And when the state of Georgia recently was debating legal protections for the unborn, a bevy of Hollywood liberals said they would boycott the entire state. And when my wife Karen returned to teach art at an elementary Christian school earlier this year, we faced harsh attacks by the media and the secular left, and a major newspaper reporter actually started a new hashtag called Expose Christian Schools. And these attacks on Christian education are un-American. I'm proud to report our administration has already taken decisive action to protect religious liberty, and we'll continue to do that, just that. And I promise you, we will always stand up for the right of Americans to live, to learn, and to worship God according to the dictates of their conscience. The American people cherish our tradition of religious education. And as President Trump said at this very podium 2 years ago, on our watch, no one is ever going to stop you from practicing your faith or from preaching what is in your heart. That's a promise.